This is KERA. I'm Stephen Becker. People with Parkinson's disease struggle with movements that used to be automatic. That includes walking, blinking, even speaking. Today on Think, a speech-language pathologist talked to Chris Boyd about a North Texas program that's helping Parkinson's patients regain the ability to speak. Samantha Ellenderry says problems with Parkinson's patients start with a shortage of dopamine in the brain.
In terms of the voice, they are breathing more shallowly. And when they do that, what ends up happening is their voice becomes very soft. And it can be raspy, and then they're not moving their tongue and lips as much, so their articulation is not as clear.
Ellenderry teaches participants in the Parkinson Voice Project to speak with intent.
So when they use intent, they take deeper breaths, they increase their volume, they move their tongue and lips more, so their articulation is better.
The results can be profound. Here's a 75-year-old patient speaking with a therapist before treatment.
What changes have you noticed in your voice or speech since the diagnosis of the tremor?
Oh, it's gone. Definitely. Yeah.
In what ways? What kinds of things have happened?
It's stuttering.
Here's the same patient after completing the program.
I now sound alive, and I talk with gusto.
Parkinson's is one of the few neurological disorders that responds to exercise. That's because the disease interrupts the connection to the muscles, but the muscles aren't weakened. They just need to be retrained. Stephen Becker, KERA News.